Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. And before that, Mary was many years in Hong Kong visiting the mainland of China and the rest of Eurasia. Right now, though, the story in Shanghai is stranger and stranger. In a COVID-19 outbreak that is locked, writes the Wall Street Journal, 25 million people at home, the city of Shanghai has reported 130,000 cases since March 1st, but says there have been no deaths and currently one patient with severe illness. Puzzle. Now, we're warned to be careful about this because China has a profoundly different way of understanding this virus than here in the United States or our European allies. Apparently, the cause of death can be connected to COVID only if there's not another comorbidity or some other explanation. It's incomplete and it's anecdotal, but I do have statistics from Hong Kong where there's more transparency that suggest 5,000 deaths out of 1 million cases out of 7 million people, that the death rate in China is considerably higher than one in Shanghai. But, Mary, I go past solving the epidemiology of this to puzzling about the politics. Locking up Shanghai, the anecdotes of food security at risk, of people not having food or medicine for days, locked in their high-rises. Also, the port of Shanghai closing down or damaged, and other provinces. You know them, Mary, you know them very well. You've traveled to them. We're talking about provinces that generate the GDP that Xi Jinping and his Communist Party promise. And those provinces are either locked down or threatened to be locked down. Children being taken from their mothers because they test positive in a virus that we know, especially if this is Omicron B2, is no severe threat to someone who is either vaccinated as an adult or has the brilliant health of a child. And yet, do you make any sense of this, Mary? Beijing's thinking about locking down one of their jewel cities?
Well, just one a slight correction, John. My movements within mainland China were always very circumscribed because when I was living in Hong Kong, I ran the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal in Asia. And while we had a news bureau in Beijing and another one in Shanghai, they really didn't like people with opinions. And so they only give me visas to walk around big cities for, you know, 2 or 3 days. So I'll just say that to correct the record. Communist China is a totalitarian state. For every nail, they see a hammer. They have refused to utilize Western expertise to contain the Wuhan virus. They did that from the very beginning. Remember, the Trump administration offered immediate assistance in Wuhan. It was not accepted. They did everything they could to obscure the spread of the virus, the mutations. They won't use Western vaccines. So they're relying on a substandard Chinese vaccine. We have no real reliable data coming out of there because, well, how can we? It's a controlled propaganda machine that's pumping information out, but we have no way of really sending our people in to, you know, investigate every nook and cranny and talk to whoever they want to. We can't do that.
We have less than a minute, Mary. Go ahead.
So you should take these numbers with great suspicion. We know that it's impossible to prevent COVID entirely. It's just a fool's errand. And therefore, the leadership in their brutality is making this crisis worse. And of course, the people who will suffer the most are the Chinese people who did not elect these leaders and who are now leaning out their windows in Shanghai screaming for food and for help. And I really feel for them because they deserve much better.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batts.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.